This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic episode from our erstwhile host, Christian Sager. It concerns the murky mysteries of prehistoric animals and the even murkier motivations of some of the people who have hunted their fossils.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. So our question for the day is, did the Brontosaurus exist? And the short answer? Yeah, it sure did. But like so many answers, this one spawns a lot more questions. Is that really its correct name? How is it related to the Apatosaurus? Wasn't it given the wrong skull? And if it did exist, was it delicious? Let's back up. We're going to go to 1877. The confusion over the Brontosaurus stems partially from confusion in biological taxonomy, but also from a bitter rivalry of paleontologists. That's right, a rivalry between friends turned enemies whose battle for fame and power destroyed them both. Meet Othniel Charles Marsh and Edward Drinker Cope. You ever think about giving your kid a middle name like Drinker? They became good enough friends while studying natural history together that in the 1860s, they even named newly discovered fossils after each other. But Marsh was ambitious, like Slytherin ambitious. When Cope showed him around a fossil quarry in camaraderie, Marsh struck a deal with the quarry owner behind Cope's back. All the fossils found there and the profits attached to them went straight to Marsh, and it sparked what history calls the Bone Wars. This was a fiery race to find and publish papers about new ancient creatures. One of these creatures was the Apatosaurus ajax, a huge plant eater with a long neck and tail that Marsh discovered in 1877. The skeleton was incomplete, but Marsh wanted the credit for finding it, so he slapped on the head of another dinosaur found nearby, a Camarasaurus. In his published reconstruction. Then, in 1885, Marsh's fossil collectors sent him a set of bones belonging to a larger, long-necked, long-tailed herbivore, a more complete set. Marsh decided it was a different animal and published his discovery of the Brontosaurus excelsus. His illustration of its skeleton was the first dinosaur sketch to receive wide lay circulation, and it caught the public's imagination. His haste was understandable. Cope was battling Marsh's superior connections by practicing what's been called taxonomic carpet bombing. He would publish 1,400 articles in his 56 years. The two former buddies slandered and sabotaged each other into financial and reputational ruin. Our friends over at Stuff You Missed in History Class actually did a whole podcast two-parter in it if you want a deeper dive. But back to the Brontosaurus. Shortly after Cope and Marsh's deaths, a paleontologist studying Marsh's work noticed that the Apatosaurus and the Brontosaurus skeletons were really similar. So similar that the scientific community deemed the Brontosaurus excelsus an adult specimen of the Apatosaurus genus. So, in 1903, Brontosaurus lost its official status. But museums, it seems, didn't get the memo. Starting in 1905, the sauropod started seeing display around the world, labeled Brontosaurus excelsus, sometimes with a Camarasaurus head. It wasn't until the 1990s that these pervasive mistakes were corrected at large. But the story doesn't end there. In April of 2015, a group led by paleontologist Emmanuel Chop published a study analyzing 81 sauropod specimens, including precise measurements of 477 different physical features. According to their findings, they reported not only that Marsh's Brontosaurus excelsus skeleton had enough differences to be considered its own species, but that there should be two additional specimens in the Brontosaurus genus. For now, the Brontosaurus isn't back for sure. It's up to the scientific community to come to a consensus on whether Brontosaurus and Apatosaurus deserve their own separate genera. But the Thunder Lizard certainly wasn't a fake. Marsh was just kind of a jerk.
Oh, I love this one. Today's episode was written by me and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics you can dig, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Plus, for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.